The state is rolling out a new hospital surge plan as COVID-19 numbers climb. I'm Michael Cross with the KOSU Daily on this Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. I'll have that, plus human remains are found in Tulsa's Oaklawn Cemetery, and former OU President David Bourne won't face indictments. All that ahead on the KOSU Daily.
KOSU Business Circle memberships are ideal for small businesses looking to support public radio and get a little bit of airtime. To learn how your business can become a member, email development@kosu.org.
18 new deaths from COVID-19 bring the state's total to 1,191. 14 of the deaths were Oklahomans 65 years or older, while 4 were in the 50-64 age group. Nearly 1,500 new cases of the virus were also reported, as there are nearly 15,000 active cases of COVID-19 in the state. Oklahoma County leads with more than 2,700, Tulsa County with more than 2,300, and Cleveland County with more than 1,000. State officials say Oklahoma still has plenty of hospital beds. According to the Oklahoman, Governor Stitt says a new hospital surge plan is coming soon as the number of people hospitalized from COVID-19 is reaching record numbers. Currently, 821 people are in the hospital, and if the number exceeds 851 for more than 3 days, hospitals will be able to boost staff through the Medical Reserve Corps. If the state exceeds 1,135 for more than 3 consecutive days, hospitals will have to limit elective surgeries to reduce capacity. The Citizen Potawatomi Nation is providing $40 million in assistance to citizens financially struggling because of the pandemic. KOSU's Allison Herrera has more.
Citizen Potawatomi Nation received more than $60 million in CARES Act funds in June. 65% of that money will go to tribal citizens, and it must be spent by the end of the year. Because of the rules put in place by the Treasury Department, citizens aren't able to receive a per capita or direct payment. Instead, they can apply for programs to help with rent or mortgage payments, buy computers or get Wi-Fi so students can complete distance learning, buy school clothes, or receive money to offset a loss of income. Jennifer Bell is the Director of Public Relations for Citizen Potawatomi Nation. She says people can apply for multiple programs at once.
If they're in a situation where they have been impacted in several ways by COVID-19, we have several ways to help them.
So far, nearly half of the 35,000 Citizen Potawatomi members have applied for assistance. I'm Allison Herrera.
Investigators find human remains in the search for mass graves linked to the 1921 race massacre. The Tulsa World reports a single person was found in a casket in the area of Oaklawn Cemetery, believed to contain the bodies of 18 men killed in the violence of the event. The state archaeologist says more analysis is needed to determine if it is linked to the race massacre. The research team began opening a second possible gravesite just feet away from the first yesterday afternoon. Former OU President David Bourne and former Administrator Tripp Hall won't face indictments over sexual misconduct allegations. The Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Caitlin Howard reports.
Patrick Ryan, the acting attorney general in the investigation, announced in a press release Tuesday that the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation has concluded its probe of Bourne and Hall. The investigation began in March of 2019 when Bourne was accused of sexual misconduct by former OU employee and student Jess Eddy. The law firm Jones Day, which was hired by OU to investigate the allegations last year, found the accusations against Bourne to be, quote, generally credible. Bourne is a former Oklahoma governor and U.S. senator who served as OU president from 1994 to 2018. He cut his remaining ties with the university last summer. Hall, who served as vice president for university development under Bourne, has been publicly accused of sexual misconduct by 3 men. Both Bourne and Hall have denied wrongdoing. For OPMX, I'm Caitlin Howard.
The Oklahoma City Fraternal Order of Police endorses the Republican candidate for Congressional District 5. The union says Stephanie Bice has proven her support for law enforcement and praised her past work as a state senator. The group says Bice doesn't support defunding police, insinuating her opponent, Congresswoman Kendra Horn, does. But Horn says she doesn't support defunding police and wants to focus energy on specific reforms instead. And finally, Downtown Starlight, a mobile light and sound experience, is taking place at the Sonic Water Stage in Oklahoma City's Bricktown District on Saturday, October 24th at 7:30 p.m. The show includes an original soundtrack, along with illuminated performers, and guests are encouraged to enjoy the show social distance style, with seating available at the Sonic Headquarters Water Stage on the Bricktown Canal. And you can find out more on the events page at KOSU.org. You can find the KOSU Daily wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe, rate us, and leave a comment. You can keep up to date on all the latest news throughout the day at KOSU.org. And make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at KOSU Radio. This is the KOSU Daily, Oklahoma News every weekday.